have another guest on the line right now by the name of Tim Gray, who happens to be the chairman of the World War II Foundation. Tim is the man behind the Richard Winters Leadership Monument in Normandy, and so many World War II documentaries, keeping the memory alive of what these guys did. And coming up in December, we have another Band of Brothers cast reunion, but this time it's in Bastogne in Belgium.
It's probably one of your all-time favorite television series. And this December, it's your chance to meet the actors who portrayed some of World War II's most well-known paratroopers. Join the actors from television's Band of Brothers series this December in Bastogne, Belgium, as they gather to honor the veterans of the Battle of the Bulge and in support of the nonprofit World War II Foundation. For the past 2 years, the actors have reunited in Normandy, France, and thousands of people have had the opportunity to meet them. Now, for the first time, the actors are visiting another of the most historic locations of World War II, where the 101st Airborne Division held off German counterattack after counterattack during some of the most extreme weather conditions witnessed in the entire war. We hope you join us in Bastogne for 3 days of amazing events with the Band of Brothers actors and veterans. Please visit www.wwiifoundation.org and click on our events link to order your tickets. The actors will see you in Bastogne, Belgium, December 9th through the 11th.
You know, the actors have talked a lot about, a lot of them have talked about, why don't we do something in Bastogne, because that just played such a central role in Band of Brothers, and so many of the guys found those scenes to be so intense and wanted to go back. Guys like James Matteo and some of the others said, mm-hmm. let's try and do something in Bastogne. So we started talking with some people in Bastogne, and it all started to come together, and now right now we've got about, I think, 12 or 13 of the actors who have committed at this point to coming, and they want to go see the foxholes and the Bojack and want to see where the guys that they portrayed were, and it's really shaping up to be a great event, and we've gotten a lot of great feedback, and tickets have gone well. We've already sold out of one of the smaller events that we're having, and you know, I think it's just going to be something that complements what we've done in Normandy and be something that I think people are really, really going to really enjoy. Bastogne's such a historic town, and it's going to be something I think that the guys are going to enjoy, and also I think the fans are really going to enjoy it as well.
December in Bastogne, after watching what those boys went through, that seems like a sketchy call on the weather.
Well, you know, they didn't do much fighting in Rio and or in Monte Carlo or anything like that.
That's true.
So, you know, some of the places where they fought were cold, and the weather wasn't always the best. Even in Normandy, it could get pretty chilly. It could get rainy. The wind would blow off the English Channel. I mean, it's something where I was just in Bastogne last December, and it was cold. I mean, it wasn't snowing or anything, but it was cold. So I think these guys who have portrayed the veterans in the series want to experience the surroundings of where these guys were, whether that be in Normandy or whether that be in Bastogne, whether that be at the Eagle's Nest or Austria or somewhere in Germany. I think there's an interest there, and this opens up the series and the actors to meeting fans from now Germany and Luxembourg and parts of Belgium who couldn't make it to Normandy. So it's going to really open it up to people in different countries who just couldn't join us in Normandy because of the distance, and also just because it played such an important role in the series. I mean, they devoted two full shows to the Bastogne episode, and so a lot of the guys who were central to that will be joining us. And I think for them, I know for Frank John Hughes, who played Bill Garnier, you know, he wants to go and visit the Bojack, and he wants to go and see the area where Bill lost his leg, and where you know, where that happened to Bill. And I think it brings it all full circle to a guy like Frank John Hughes, who played Wild Bill, being able to be that close to the situation where, you know, Bill went through so much. Mm-hmm. So there's an emotional side of this. These guys just don't go back to these places because they feel like making a trip. They go back because of the importance of that location to the men they portrayed. Their commitment to that role was such that, you know, they feel a part of those men that they played. And sometimes that means sitting down with them and talking with them. Sometimes it means going back to the places where these men fought. Bill's not with us anymore. Babe's not with us anymore. The majority of the Easy Company guys aren't with us anymore. But still, for the actors, it's a connection to go back to where these stories played out. And I really, honest to God, admire that, because that just shows you, to them, it wasn't just an acting job. It was much more than that.
No, I think that you hit the nail on the head, but let's see if we can't expand your revenue stream and do, like, 6 months later, Bastogne, this time with flowers in springtime. And barbecue.
And barbecue, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, considering those guys were there when it was minus 20 degrees and snowing and they were frozen, you know, I don't think, you know, I don't think we want to make it any lighter of a situation than they went through. I understand what you're saying, though. It would be nice to be able to be in shorts, but you know, these guys might get a little taste of the weather of what these guys went through, and I think that's important to them.
My uncle was in Bastogne as part of the tank division.
Yeah,
and they found out real quick why you don't sleep inside your tank.
Yeah,
I don't know. He told me that they lost like 3 crews worth before they figured out you got to sleep under a tarp under the tank, because basically you're sleeping inside of a ice box that's 20 degrees below zero.
Yeah, you couldn't touch the tanks with your bare hands.
No.
It was so cold, because your hands, you'd pull your hand off and you'd lose a finger, or the flesh would come off your hand. It was that cold. So when I was there in December, it was probably, you know, you're looking at probably 20-something degrees, maybe 30 degrees, and these guys were there during one of the worst winters on record in Europe, minus 20 degrees in the snow, digging foxholes in ground that is frozen and being shot at and shelled. So you mix all those things together, and what we're going to go through in December, it's not even in the same world to what they went through.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still walk into the locations where Easy Company was stationed and look down and see Smokey Gordon's foxhole. And to stand there with Scotty Gordon, who's Smokey's son, or to stand there with George Luz Jr., whose dad, of course, was George Luz in the series. I mean, that is a connection for them. That's a connection for us. And to look down and see one of those foxholes that's still there, looking down towards Foy, you get a sense of, you know, how accurate the series was for those couple of episodes that focused on Bastogne. Very accurate.
I just saw those pictures on Facebook, not Tuesday, I think, of the foxhole. It blew me away.
I'd just like to give a mention to Joe and Lindsay, who are in Zell at the moment, and they just they've just done Bastogne, and they're coming again to the event in December. I just want to give them a shout out and say hello to them.
Maybe that's whose pictures I saw.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably who it was, because they've been posting a lot of pictures on Facebook this week. But yeah, it's interesting to know that people can go and see, as you said, the foxholes that Smokey Gordon dug. Now, what I want to know is, how do people know for sure that these are... Is this down to historians? How did they track down?
We rely on one of the best Bastogne historians out there, and his name is Reg Jans. And Reg knows more about what happened there with 101st Airborne than anybody. So he took us around, and he said, you know, based on what we know, he's not going to guarantee anything. Based on what we know, this was this person's foxhole, or this was this person's foxhole, and so you know, in Reg, I trust, knowing what he knows and how he's researched it, and he's helping us put this event together over there, and he's a tremendous person, and he's kind of like Paul Woodage in Normandy and all the great things. Paul, he's the Paul Woodage of Bastogne.
Okay.
He knows everything there is to know about Easy Company, the 101st Airborne, and the overall battle that took place there throughout Belgium and especially in the Bastogne area. And so he'll be there, and he's going to lend his expertise to the events. And so we're excited to have him involved, and it's really shaping up as a great event. I mean, the Normandy events are great events, and we'll probably go back to Normandy again eventually, maybe for the 75th, but this one I think really has some importance for some of the actors, and we all know how great they are with the fans, and the fans get autographs and they get photos taken, and the actors genuinely enjoy the mingling with the fans who know everything about the series.
For those who maybe don't have tickets yet and want to come along, what events can they come to and where can they get tickets?
You can go on our website, which is WWII, like World War II, WWIIFoundation.org, and look under events. And we have several events that are still open. We've got a great event on that Friday night, which is a super VIP reception with the actors, and we're going to do a Q&A with the actors after, talking about the series, and the fans and the crowd will be able to ask them questions like we did in Normandy at the Utah Beach Museum. And then the next day we've got some other events. But if you look under events, you'll see what's open, and then we have a big autograph session in Bastogne at the Bastogne War Museum on Saturday. Which people can come to, and we did a similar thing in Normandy that proved to be very popular. It's just fun. It's a great event, and these guys get together to help money, to raise money for our foundation so we can do these documentary films and then donate them to PBS and donate them to schools and donate them to libraries. So these guys have been super supportive of our work and getting to these veterans while they're still alive, because they're not going to be with us much longer. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Well, and again, for those listening who don't know who's coming, let me tell you which actors are coming along, who are scheduled to come along to Bastogne. We have James Maddio penciled in to come along, who played Frank Perconte, Ross McCall, who played Joe Liebgott, Frank John Hughes, who played Bill Garnier, Robin Lang, who played Babe Heffron, Shane Taylor, who played Eugene Rowe, Rick Gomez, who played George Luz, Nick Aaron, who played Popeye Wynn, Ben Kaplan, who played Smokey Gordon. Also coming is Philip Barantini, who played Skinny Sisk, Peter O'Meara, who played Norman Dyke, George Khalil, who played Mo Ali, and a new friend of the reunions is Harry Welsh, Rick Warden, who's coming along as well, and Lucy Jean, she played Nurse Renee.
She played the nurse in the Bastogne episodes. That's the best way to go about it. And she's excited about being there. And as you said, having Shane there and having Lucy there, they were both central to those two episodes, is going to be really exciting.
Now, what date is that in December?
We're going to be in Bastogne from December 9th to the 11th. And so we'll have basically 3 days of events similar to what we've done in Normandy. And before I go, I just want to really compliment you on your show. I think you're getting some great press. And all kidding aside, you're doing an amazing job, and you're very enthusiastic, and you're funny, and you know, I really think you're wonderful at what you do. So with all sincerity, I mean that.
That's very kind of you. If you listen carefully, you can actually hear Tim every week on the show talking about this event, because we do run it as an advert, as a commercial on the show, and you can hear Tim's dulcet tones every week on the show. Now, can I just point out that this year's reunion, it's special because it's the first time we've done it in Bastogne, but it's also special because you're dedicating it this year to Joe Hobbs, who was a costume designer on Band of Brothers. He was also a costume designer on The Pacific, Monuments Men and Unbroken. Joe was a great guy. He donated a lot of stuff for Jumping for Heroes. He donated a lot of props from the show. And sadly passed away in 2013. And so, in fact, December 2013. So it's going to be the 3-year anniversary of Joe Hobbs' passing. And we're going to dedicate this year's reunion to Joe Hobbs.
Yeah, just I only met Joe once, but everyone I've ever talked with about Joe just goes on and on about what a wonderful man he was and how talented, and he left behind a beautiful family, and we wanted to do something where we wanted to really honor him and make him a part of this, even though he'll be looking down from up above when we have the reunion. But he was the best at what he did, and was very close with a lot of these actors and the family members, and so it's really honestly the least we can do to remember him at that time.
Joe was like Dale Dye. Any war movie,
yeah,
Joe was there. But listen, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Tim. What you're doing, what the whole foundation stands for, is just fantastic. So keep doing what you're doing and educate those who don't know the real story.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we're going to continue to do that, and I think that's what the actors do, because so many of these guys have passed away now as well, that they're carrying on the legacy of Bill and Babe and you know, Damien with Dick Winters and Jimmy Matteo and Ross McCall and Philip and everybody, and Robin and Nick, and I don't want to leave anybody out, but they're just doing the same thing. They're now that connection with this generation to that generation. They're the conduit of the message of who these men were, and I think that's important. I think the actors take that responsibility very seriously. One thing that these guys will always tell you too is, you know, we were made famous by this TV series. I'm talking about the veterans, but you know, we were like everybody else in the war, and basically they always say, you know, because of Band of Brothers, we won the lottery. People knew who we were by our name and everything else, and that's great, but you know, there are on America's side, there were 16.1 million who served, and there were a lot of guys who went through the exact same thing that these guys went through, and maybe they were in the 1st Infantry Division or the 29th, or they were in the 82nd Airborne. I mean, these guys would be the first to tell you that we didn't win the war. I mean, it took a combined effort by all of the Allies to win the war, and I think some of them at times felt a little sheepish about all the attention that they got, but they always deflected it, and I always was really impressed by that.
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody just told me that somebody in the chat was just mentioning that Babe's getting a street named after him.
Yeah, yep. They've got a couple of nice statues now in Philly, and I think both of them might be getting a street named after them. It's like Bill and Babe Way or something like that down in Philly. And
Good.
They were very important to that part of Philadelphia, and so I think it's great. But anyway, if you get a chance, I'd like to hear a little Pat Benatar at some point.
Oh, you bet. I could do that.
Absolutely. All right, sort that out for you. And coming up in the next 5 minutes, we're going to get Chris Langwa on the phone, who is Eugene Rowe's grandson, and he's going to call in probably on the beat right now as we speak. But Tim, thank you very much for calling
Thank
in. It's
you.
Always a pleasure. I'm looking
it.
Forward to seeing you again.
Yep, well, I appreciate that. And Nightmare, thank you very much. And
hey, anytime, Tim. And next time you get to Kansas City, let me know. We'll go get barbecue and head over to the World War I Museum.
I would love to do that. That'd be super.
All right,
then.
Take it easy, guys. We'll see you in December. You take care, Tim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Tim Gray from the World War II Foundation there. As I said, coming up on the show, stay tuned, because we're going to speak to Chris Langwa, who is the grandson of Doc Rowe, who was portrayed by Shane Taylor in Band of Brothers. And we're going to talk about Bass Stone with Chris. Anyway, we're going to play some tunes. What we got? Play a couple of tunes.
Yeah, I got some Pat Benatar and some Ramones coming up, so don't go anywhere.